Prison Pipeline is a radio program dedicated to educating the public about the Oregon criminal justice system. Topics include incarceration and reentry, addictions and mental health, elections and laws, victims' rights, and criminal justice reform. The program presents a unique understanding of the criminal justice system, addresses the root causes of crime, and challenges the status quo. It seeks to promote awareness and activism in order to foster a safer, healthier, and more just society.
Prison Pipeline airs on Monday evenings from 6:30 to 7 p.m. on KBOO Portland. Check us out every week. If you miss an episode, you can stream it later. Just go to kboo.fm/prisonpipeline. More info about upcoming shows and events related to the prison community can be found on our Facebook page, Prison Pipeline. Be sure to like us.
Good morning. It is just a couple minutes after 10 o'clock, and you are tuned in to KBOO Portland. It's Memorial Day. Our thoughts are with those folks who have lost friends and family to foreign imperial wars. Now, stay tuned in just a couple minutes for Air Cascadia with Chris Andre.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, May 29th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and now we find ourselves being the voice of penitent Portland, at least we hope penitent. Again, we didn't. People were talked about this a great deal when Trump was elected. Conversations running along the lines of, "Well, we didn't see it coming. We didn't realize that America had this streak of moral incompetency, absence of ethics, absence." Education in general, and this streak of ugliness and violence, and we maybe a few people, but not on a really grand scale, not on the scale that it would take to elect a populist autocrat like Donald Trump, and that's putting it mildly. The very first thing that occurred to me when this happened was it was a coup d'état. I still believe it's a coup d'état. And I think that the type of resistance required to confront a coup d'état is the same across the world and across time. It always is going to take the same type of motivation and, alas, physical force. Which brings us to our topic today. Well, for a long time I've wanted to do program on sports and politics, I've always contended that you cannot understand American politics without understanding sports to a certain degree. I think it's an important element that we are remiss when we ignore it, when we have a sort of a sanctimonious nose in the air. Well, we are just too good for that. We are too intellectual to even consider sports. Sports is somehow beneath our it's infra dig, as he says, beneath our dignity. That sports never. Unfortunately, this has left gaping sinkholes in our understanding of politics, though we claim to be rather good at that, and so good, in fact, that we are entitled to preach to everyone else and educate others on the world of politics. If you think about that, There's a few problems. We're going to try to reach today. This is at the very last minute. This is before the incredible violence, the incredible hatred, racially ignited hatred. It's funny too because Cable puts out a rather good manual on how to manage racially ignited hatred, and there's even a really good outline. If you see, for example, a Muslim woman wearing hijab on a bus, and the women are being harassed by our American patriots on the bus, I hate to say, almost inevitably men, you see these incidents and go over, sit next to the woman and begin a conversation. Even if they don't ask her back, just sit and talk to them. Show the rest of people on that bus that you are, in fact, having a normal conversation with a woman and hijab, right? That was an example of what we ought to do in order to stand up for those who are in a position of powerlessness in the face of bigotry and ignorance and potentially violence. And then it happened. Then it happened. Really, actually, the violence did. It roared up. It roared up. Blood red and burning. We have a lot to think about as a community. We have a lot of responsibility out there that we have utterly abdicated. That said, sports and politics in America, maybe we ought to take a look at it. Maybe it's time. We're talking about deadly concussions in football. We're talking about consideration that baseball doesn't go fast enough. This is so brilliant. Baseball is not fast enough for millennials, so we'll have to do something to speed up baseball in order to attract millennials. Basketball, of course, one might arguably... A public vestige of slavery, isn't it? Buying and selling people, generally African American people, not in every case, but quite often. We're going to talk to Max Andre in a moment, who has been following sports, playing sports for a long time, particularly football, and football, of course, being, again, arguably our national sport, our national pastime. Baseball, I guess, ever since we lost the interest of millennials, baseball is no longer the national pastime, and football has shoved its way to the front of the line, much in the same way that our President Donald Trump has no problem shoving his way to the front of the line. And America, for that matter, has no problem shoving her way to the front of the line. But looking at politics from the point of view of sports, looking at politics, in fact, as a sport that's become increasingly, in the case of football, increasingly violent. Other sports, other means of physical expression of philosophical points of view, opposing philosophical points of view, oftentimes, or it's different. It nowhere other than in sports is the opposites in any given question and differences. That is highlighted that this is not the same thing. Having a different point of view from someone else doesn't mean it's the opposite point of view. That's something that sports has still struggling to teach the American populace. We're waiting to see if we got Max on the line. I want to talk a bit about sports, but we got coaches and charisma. Why is it that that coaches are so important to the game, so important in understanding leadership? What does it take to make a leader? And why is it this? Why is that still a mystery? I don't think we fully understand. Very much so in the case of the election of Donald Trump, right? We don't understand. What is the nature of the charisma that elected Donald Trump? It's obvious at this point that Donald Trump doesn't understand what it was that got him elected. And he seems to be struggling to figure that out and make sure he doesn't do it again. But in the field of sports, there are some coaches that are extraordinary and exceptional. And more in recent times, we've got a lot of people out there who are doing amazing things, because you know what, they have the bully pulpit and they're going to use it apparently. So that said, take a look at like general managers John Elway, Brian Cashman. They've both been in the news recently talking about political issues. Elway wrote a recommendation letter for conservative Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch. Kavita Davidson of ESPNW analyzed Elway's actions in comparison to activist athletes like, for example, Colin Kaepernick, who've been told to just shut up and play. And Kavita Davidson highlights the hypocrisy of how he's treated and a hint of what they reveal about us as a people. If Elway gets a pass, it's because he tends to garner more respect, because he's a Hall of Famer, because he's an executive, because he's white, or some combination thereof. Of course, these notions of the value of labor versus management also tend to align with particular sides of the political spectrum. Okay, that said, and lots more to say on sports and politics in Donald Trump's America. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, May 29th, 2017. Patsy's engineering for us today. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you. Cha-cha-cha. It's the Tiki Cha-Cha Club, KBOO's all-vinyl guilty pleasure. Monday nights, midnight to 1 a.m. on 90.7 FM stereo and around the world at KBOO.FM.
This KBOO program is made possible in part.